everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Iram Said, your host of the Global Tales Summit Series, From Heartache to Joy, and Bliss Up Now. We have with us again Hilary Fay, an amazing, amazing healer and teacher. Today's topic is Fifth Dimensional Upgrade. Activate your 5D energetic template to permanently break free from 3D programming constraints. So, what does that mean for you today? You're going to learn the secret to effortlessly anchor fifth dimensional consciousness. Discover why now is the time to embrace your fifth dimensional citizenship. Understand the key to bridging the gap between 3D and 5D. Learn why the third dimension can feel sticky and how to get unstuck. And activate your 5D energetic template to get unstuck from 3D programming. Also, in today's call, it is going to be a really exciting chance to get a one-on-one with Hilary if you're chosen. So she will help you unplug and receive a clearing from a third density program that has been keeping you stuck in the heaviness of obligation, judgment, resentment, doubt, or fear. And you will receive an intuitive fifth dimensional unity consciousness healing. How cool is that? Okay, awesome. So what for those of you that don't know or haven't heard Hilary before, there's a brief bio. Hilary Fay holds space to create a bridge to love consciousness so you can soak in pure light codes and remember who you truly are. She's here to help you anything that is in the way of you embodying your true eternal essence and feel deeply nourished through healing and learning how to love herself unconditionally. Hilary turned her complex childhood traumas into transformation and empowers others to do the same. She has dedicated her life to awakening and empowering the eternal light in others. Over the last 10 years, she has taught and trained thousands of heart-centered alchemists, yoga and meditation teachers, energy healers, Reiki masters, and intuitive. Today is our chance now to learn and receive some amazing energy clearings and healings from Hilary. Welcome to the show. Awesome and excited to have you with us.
I'm so excited to be with you, Iram, and this incredible community. As you're tuning in, you can breathe in this wave of love that I'm sending you and have been building for days. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, yes, it is wonderful. We can feel that beautiful energy. Let's open up our hearts so we can receive it, receive the light. And take a deep breath and let's begin. So I want to jump right in. I would love to find out more about, you know, what is exactly fifth dimensional consciousness and what is your experience of fifth dimensional consciousness?
That's such a great question because sometimes when something is, you know, non-physical, this is a non-physical dimension of pure light, it can be hard to fully understand it because it has to be experienced. That's why I'm so excited to share my experience and to give you an experience of the fifth dimension of consciousness in this masterclass. So really, when you are connected to the fifth dimension, you are connected to the insight and intuition and the love and intelligence of the Creator. A real experience of fifth dimensional consciousness is what is called samadhi, which samadhi is the intention of yoga. And yoga even means union or to unite. So samadhi is that bliss-filled experience of merging with the divine consciousness, of being one with the divine and one with your divine self. And how I've really experienced it is when I am tapping into the fifth dimensional consciousness, it is an experience of being in a field of complete non-judgment and pure acceptance. And that, I even mentioned that last time we spoke, Iram, this Rumi quote I love so much that says, out beyond all of the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. And that field that Rumi was speaking of is this field of the fifth dimension. It's a field of pure love, pure acceptance. It's the light of the divine where you embrace and become in union with all that you are and all that is. It is like how I experience it is like going to the spa. When I'm in that fifth dimensional consciousness, I'm experiencing being beyond all judgment and in pure acceptance. And I refill with so much light. And this is what I'm so passionate about helping others experience as well, because I really believe that it is hard to just be locked in this third dimensional consciousness. There's so much duality and suffering, and we are meant to be experiencing this fifth dimensional consciousness.
So, okay, I get that. I get that it's a beautiful experience. That we would all love to experience, but how do you apply it practically in this world, in this life? Well, what does it mean really to become a citizen of the fifth dimension?
The practical, like the key to effortlessly anchoring fifth dimensional consciousness starts with reconnecting with the breath and breathing into the present moment. Because when we soften the body, and I want to invite you now to all receive a deep breath and really tune in to how your body loves to relax, your body loves to soften. The breath brings us into the present moment. That helps soften the body, bring you into that parasympathetic nervous system state. And this is where we go beyond our judgments, as I just spoke of, because so often we're locked into a third dimensional program that's like a magnifying glass where we're just focusing and recreating the same thing. And one description of this that I absolutely love is that, you know, it's like walking down a hallway, and the bridge from the third dimension to the fourth or to the fifth dimension is the fourth dimension. And when we can be in that state of non-judgment, and that brings us into this state of pure acceptance. And when we're accepting, we already are one with the fifth dimension. We already are fifth dimensional beings. So now really is the time to anchor that fifth dimensional citizenship, because we are in the destined time. Even this year, 2023, this is the destined time right now. Like, we are coming off of and riding the energy of a weekend that is one of the most potent weekends of this entire year. We've just had the Lunar New Year, and now we're in the Year of the Rabbit. We're in the Aquarius New Moon energy. All of the planets are now moving direct, and for 88 days, which is unheard of. Normally, they'll often be at least one planet in retrograde, or maybe all planets will be direct for a few days, but for 88 days. So there's so much happening right now that is really building the momentum of this destined time in the age of Aquarius, as we have now just moved from Capricorn season to Aquarius season, and we're in that frequency still of the Aquarius new moon, where humanity is really ripe and ready to reclaim the original divine crystalline blueprint. So becoming a citizen of the fifth dimension is that transmutation, going back to the original divine design, where we are meant to be multidimensional beings. We were destined for the crystalline harmonic DNA, and we're transmuting back from the carbon-based DNA to that crystalline DNA. So really becoming a citizen of the fifth dimension is about unplugging from a lot of the noise, the programming that keeps us trapped. And what's so exciting about it now is that the energy is so ripe, especially right now. Like, the energy is so ripe, so potent, that what we're doing is that we're anchoring our fifth dimensional reality into our third dimensional reality. We're anchoring our fifth dimensional light body into our physical third dimensional body. And when we do this, we are able to expand into our truest potential. And the invitation now is really about grounded expansion, where we are able to do this in a more grounded way than ever before. We're not trying to escape the third dimension, escape our physical bodies. We're bringing the ascension into the physical body. We're bringing the fifth dimension into the third dimension. So it is such an exciting time.
Beautiful. I love that. That is exciting. Very, very exciting. And so let's talk about some of the struggles that humanity is going through, Hillary, with the third dimension. And why do you say that anchoring unity consciousness is actually the solution?
That is such an incredible question, Iram, and this is like the main focus of what I feel I'm here to do on the planet right now, and what many of all of us, everyone listening, you are here listening because you are doing this, whether you are aware of it or not. You came to be liberated, and you came to be a liberator. But this, the constructs of the third dimension, because the third dimension has a lot of polarity, you know, some positive, some negative, but it is a denser dualistic dimension. It really has its value, and I honor the third dimension as I honor every dimension, and no one dimension is better than the other. But you don't want to be locked into one dimension all of the time, because that's not how humanity was created and humanity was designed to be multidimensional. So what's happening is there are so many third dimensional constructs or programs, such as fear, regret, guilt, feeling not good enough, feeling like you have to prove yourself, perfectionism, worry, lack, judgment, comparison. And when these programs take hold for a longer period of time, again, it's like we're looking through a magnifying glass and continuously recreating. And often one of these programs, like not good enough, perfectionism, these type programs started in childhood. And then because they are what we feel safe with, they are what we feel comfortable with, we recreate the program again and again by bringing our magnifying glass to it and focusing on it. And what happens is when we continue focusing on this, you know, the fear, the guilt, the not good enough, the worry, the lack, the judgment, we start to feel like we are alone. And everyone is against us, and we don't have the support that we need, and we feel isolated. And when you're feeling that way, that is how you know you are locked into a third dimensional construct, because the fifth dimension is unity consciousness. And when you begin to connect with that unity consciousness, and remember again that you are a part of everything. You are the all in all. The all in all is within you. Then you no longer see yourself as separate. So just this whole concept of even yoga reuniting with the divine, it's where we transform from being so focused in our ego consciousness, which I believe the ego needs to be loved and integrated, but we need that love to help us see beyond the ideas of isolation and feeling so alone. Because when we merge back with this fifth dimensional light of unity consciousness that we are always a part of and that is literally calling us home, this is when so much healing and expansion takes place, because we put the magnifying glass down and we realize how much is open and available to us and that we are connected to everything.
So, Hillary, how can we bridge this gap between 3D and 5D?
That is, you know, what we're all here doing. And I know so many of you are such powerful light beings, and you are already doing this. You are on the ascension path. And we are given the bridge, and the bridge is the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is the bridge between the third and the fifth dimension. And the fourth dimension is the collective mind consciousness. It is all thoughts ever thought. I've heard it been described as like a huge mushroom over your head, and you're piercing through this thought consciousness, which again can be very dualistic. The third dimension can have a lot of duality, negative polarity, positive polarity, as is the fourth dimension. The lower octaves of the fourth dimension are, you know, the fear, regret, worry. The higher octaves of the fourth dimension are beauty, love, appreciation. And how I like to see it is it's like a hallway. The fourth dimension is a hallway. And imagine you're walking, you open the door from the third dimension, and now you're walking down this long, narrow hallway to the fifth dimension. And there are all these flat screen TVs on either side of the hallway. And it's like, oh, look, what celebrity is dating what other celebrity? And oh my gosh, now they're breaking up. And then you get fixated watching the flat screen TV. Or, oh, look over here, political things that are going on and, you know, why they're so important, which I get they can be. And then, you know, the next screen is like, what country is going to war with what country? And then what suffering is happening? And then we spend all of this time in the hallway because we get locked into that judgment or transfixed watching what is playing on outside of us. When, you know, one of my teachers, Matt Kahn, described it, you could just keep walking down the hallway. Instead of getting so transfixed and hypnotized by all of these stories that they're trying to hypnotize us with, because they want to keep us locked in. And then instead you just keep walking, because even though some of these issues on the flat screen TVs may really matter to you, women's rights, animal rights, all of these things that matter to so many of us, it is not until you access that unity consciousness and merge with it that you have the power of love to truly make a change and to truly make a difference. And it doesn't mean that you don't take the action steps to make the changes and make the differences, but this is such a beautiful way to describe it. So when we're no longer transfixed in all of the dramatic stories that they're trying to hold us to into, you can walk the bridge, which is the fourth dimensional bridge. And when you start to return to your breath, return to presence, return to appreciation, non-judgment, beauty, acceptance, then you find yourself back home in the unity consciousness of the fifth dimension, because the fifth dimension is light. And there's no polarity in it. It is pure peace, pure love, pure divine insight. It is the insight of God, Source, Universe.
Wow, that is absolutely so beautiful and amazing. And I resonate with that so much. I think it is time. It is already happening, as you mentioned. The energies are aligned in the universe for humanity to really make this transition far easier than it was before. We have some hands raised. Would you like to talk to people and give them an experience of this now, Hillary?
I would absolutely love to. My favorite part.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I want to tell everybody you have to be on the phone and then press star 2 to be placed in the queue. And I did mention earlier what the one-on-ones were going to be. All go over, like, should they be, like, is it for people that are experiencing some kind of heaviness, judgment, like you said, resentment, doubt, fear? If they've got any of those things going on, those are the people that you want to help and get them cleared, right?
Yes. So if you feel like you're being, you know, feel like you're feeling stuck in a third density program, feeling like it's been hard for you to connect to that, you know, pure field of non-judgment, pure acceptance, pure love, I would love to have you unplug and clear one of these programs and then offer you a unity consciousness healing to help you begin feeling your fifth dimensional light body within your physical body.
Awesome. Okay. So, this is going to be fun. It seems not a lot of people have been able to raise their hand. So we have 10 people to pick from. So if you can pick a number for me, please, I will ask the person.
7.
Okay, that person is area code 301. You are unmuted now.
Is that me?
Yes, welcome.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, dear?
My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I've been listening to you since when you just began your interviewing.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm so honored. I'm so honored. Thank you so much. Deeply, deeply grateful.
I am, too, for all that I've learned from.
Oh, honey, thank you. That just makes my heart so warm. Thank you so much. It is always a joy and pleasure to connect with the early, early listeners of FHTJ. So we've been together for over a decade, huh?
Right. Awesome.
I love it. I love it. So what are you wanting to shift today?
I'm just been so stuck with... I'm between two houses we bought. We're trying to move to another state 250 miles away to be near our grandchildren, and this moving process has been forever, and it's financially devastating for paying for two houses. And my husband now, he's sickly and just sits in the chair all day, so I'm just...
Sorry,
overwhelmed. And
sorry, you're going through that.
So lost. I'm trying to be in my heart and shine love out to the world, but it's I'm really stuck.
Sending much love to you,
love.
Laura.
So much love
to you. And I could pick up right away that stuck in obligation, and I want you to receive a long, deep breath. And breathe this compassion energy that I'm sending to you. Anytime you're trying to buy, sell houses, move long distance, it really brings you into that third dimension. I just moved 2 weeks ago across the entire country, and it was not an easy journey as well. So I want you to breathe in all of this love and compassion that's coming for you. And then what I'm I'm being shown is the density of this obligation that has been all around your aura, like a energy a couple feet wide around your aura, holding you in that, you know, all of that pressure and all of the obligation of the houses and the move and your husband. So continue breathing long and deep as this layer of density is being cleared off of you. And I'm seeing all of your guides, angels, guardian angels stepping even closer now. And they're shining so much compassion from their eyes onto you. And their message for you is, let us hold it. Let us hold it. Because this really is a third dimensional construct when you feel like you have to hold it all together. You have to hold all the pressure. All of the obligation is on you. And they're saying no. And they're helping you lift this energetic burden of obligation off of your energy field so that they can hold it for you. And in this, we are speeding up your timeline of everything coming together in divine order. You're also being asked to have compassion for yourself because so many people have been feeling stuck these last few months because of the Mars, Mercury, Uranus retrogrades. We have just now barely hit the time where everything is moving forward. And we are still in some retro shade energy where that last effects of the retrograde are still affecting us. And things are going to begin moving and shifting quickly for you now, but they move and shift quickly when you recognize that it is not all on you, that there are hundreds of beings of light holding this for you. So as you receive your next deep breath in and out, I want you to see if you can hand it over to them, your guides, archangels, guardian angels, angels, ascended masters. And as you do, I'm breathing this golden crystalline fifth dimensional light of God, source, universe into your heart. Count three more deep breaths. You are no longer alone. You have never been alone. And for you, it's a return to self-compassion because sometimes it's like, I want to be in my heart. I want to be loving everybody. But when circumstances and conditions align in these specific ways, it can be hard. So your key to really embodying your fifth dimensional consciousness right now is self-compassion and not trying to do it alone, handing it over to the guides, handing it over to the light, and everything will open more smoothly.
Yes, I feel it. I've been having to carry the load of all my families for so long.
I'm so glad you're feeling this. And are you feeling that sense of relief and that sense of reconnection?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
thank
I'm so glad. And this energy will continue working on you for the next 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're so welcome and so wonderful to hear your share that you've been part of this community for so long.
Yes. Aram, so
and it is
awesome.
So wonderful. My dear, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. The overwhelm seems to have gone down. When you first started talking, it was really strong. But it's easing now. It's shifting.
Yes.
So I'm so glad.
Thank you
much
so much.
Love to you, dear. And thank you again
love you too.
For being
I
very
love you both.
Honored.
I'm
love
honored
you
so
too.
Much
bye.
Love to you.
Thank you. Bye.
So beautiful.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right, that was so beautiful, and what a beautiful clearing. Oh, my God, I felt the love just gushing in. It's the energies are just beautiful. If you guys want to share your comments on webcast, I can read them to Hillary. Let's give her some love. Let's let her know how great this is feeling. If you are feeling the shift, please share. Remember, these energies work for everybody as we talk to different people. All right, so the next person in line is area code 231. You are on 231.
Hi, Iram. Hi, Hillary.
Hello.
Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi.
Hello, yes, Destiny.
Hi, Hillary. I could sure use some of your help today. And it feels mostly like at the bottom of my rib cage and the back of my neck.
Thank you so much. So I'll begin focusing the energy there. And again, I do see some plugs there, some constructs. It feels like some lack and fear as well, too, connecting there. So with your permission, when you receive your next long deep breath, you can say yes, and I will begin unplugging from these programs.
I'm going to go in the bathroom. I'm actually at the hospital. I've been in the hospital for the last 5 days, so I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's true. How are you feeling now, honey, since the last time you
I've lost about 35 pounds of water weight because I had what they were calling condensed milk earlier, but, yeah, I'm getting better.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
I'm calling so much love into the whole hospital and into your room, really filling it with that golden, soft, cosmic pink light to support you in the highest, highest healing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And any constructs, asking for the unplugging of any constructs that have been in the way of your optimal health and in the way of your optimal abundance of health, asking for those plugs to be unplugged now. And we want to plug you back into the heart of the Creator, receiving a long, deep breath. Plugging back into the heart of the Creator. I'm performing a cord cutting now. If there's any other cords, any other programs that have kept you locked in dealing with these health challenges, asking them to be fully cleared in the highest light now. As we call your fifth dimensional light body into your physical body to activate the crystalline DNA so that all cells in your body can return to harmony and optimal health. And how are you feeling?
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm definitely feeling some energy. There's definitely some energy flowing here. Wow. Thank you, Hillary.
You are so welcome, Destiny. And these energies will keep working for the next 30 minutes and beyond. But I see your fifth dimensional crystalline light body entering into your physical body now. And holding so much space, again, with that crystalline DNA, it is so harmonic that it will bring healing into every cell of your body. And all of your guides are with you, holding so much space for your healing. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, what a beautiful blessing. Thank you so much, Hillary. Thank you, Era.
Beautiful. You're
grateful.
So welcome, dear. Sending you lots of love and healing energies. Feel better soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, dear.
Blessings.
Blessings. And give me another number, please, Hillary.
3.
I'll unmute that person. All right, number 3 is area code 310. You are on now.
Good morning. This is Rosemary. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can
hear
you
perfectly.
Just fine. How are you, Rosemary? Yeah.
Okay, pretty good. Anyway, my issue is like with financial issues. it seems like every month, you know, I'm wondering, am I going to make enough to make all the bills? And it's just continuous. I somehow do, but just barely enough to, make the rent and the bills, but just barely. So I feel like I'm sort of on this treadmill, you know, and the responsibility of all that. And I'd like to release it.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. We will begin working on that now. My higher self is with you. I've tapped into your energy field. And you can begin breathing long and deep. And if you're ready to release any of these energetic plugs, any of these cords that have been holding you in that lack consciousness, you can say yes now, and I will begin clearing them.
Yes.
Wonderful. And your guardian angel is stepping forward now to show you that these circumstances and conditions have been playing out, to show you that you always will have enough, and that you are more than enough, and that there will be more than enough. But we ask now that if this lesson has been learned in the highest light, that we open to a deeper flow of abundance and tapping into the fifth dimensional frequencies. They are so expansive, and they multiply your ability to manifest and receive so powerfully, because the third dimensional laws are hard work and often not having enough. Third dimensional manifestation is working hard and chasing. Fifth dimensional manifestation is magnetism and expansiveness, where everything is open and available to you and you are magnetizing. So are you ready now to anchor your fifth dimensional magnetism?
Yes.
Anchoring that in now, all of the cords that have been holding you in that lack energy have been removed. And a big message that I'm getting too is for you starting your day in the fifth dimensional consciousness and ending it is so, so important. That's one of the things I do every day, and one of the offerings that I have as a part of this masterclass are these really powerful meditations with self-edgeo frequencies that help you anchor your fifth dimensional energy for starting the day and falling asleep and ending the day. So I'm asking to activate that for you now, that for the next 7 days as you wake up and as you fall asleep, that your fifth dimensional crystalline light body becomes even more active within your physical body. And that opens you up to the expansiveness and that ability to magnetize, that you deserve more than enough. So how is that feeling now?
I have a big smile on my face. It's feeling very positive, very good. I feel happy.
Yay!
Awesome. Yay! I'm so glad. You are so welcome.
You're so welcome. All right. So I know that you have a group process also planned for our listeners, so that those that were not able to, is that correct? You have a group process
later
on the call.
I'm so excited.
Cool.
Please stay tuned for the group process, everyone, because you'll be upgrading your fifth dimensional energetic template, connecting to your oversoul, receiving the Ascension Initiation from Serapis Bay. What's coming through for this is going to be magnificent. So everyone will be receiving that. And I'm holding the intention with the one-on-ones we just did, that if you needed that help, that all of that energy and support is flowing to you as well.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So we'll do that in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. Before that, we're going to talk about the beautiful offer that Hillary has for those of you that want to really understand how this fifth dimensional upgrade works. Activate your 5D energetic template to permanently break free from the 3D programming constraints. This is so beautiful. The link is orderjoy2020.com/Hillary23. And you guys on the webcast have the link. It was also provided to you in the email. So are you feeling called to step fully into the fifth dimension? This is beautiful. Let's go ahead and talk about what's in this offer and how can people really break free from this 3D constraint permanently. I love that part.
100%. This has been created with the highest love. Everything in this, has been channeled specifically through me from the Arcturians, the Palladians, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene, the Hathors. And this is an opportunity for you to anchor your fifth dimensional reality and anchor your crystalline fifth dimensional light body into your physical body. So again, the ascension is like a descension where we are bringing the fifth dimension into the third dimension. So this is going to be a live 5-week experience on Zoom that is going to be so incredibly healing. Will offer you the opportunity to connect with your oversoul, really experience and remember the vastness of who you are. You will be upgrading your mental, emotional, physical, energetic body and your heart and soul to the fifth dimensional energetic template. And this really gives you the grace to deal with the inner and outer wobbles and challenges that life brings with more resilience and more ease. A big part of tapping into the fifth dimension is connecting to the unity consciousness so you no longer feel alone and you feel that you know that you are a part of a vast family of light. So this is really the opportunity to gain the energy and momentum to create from love and fulfill your soul's destiny on earth. And each session is run by a different guide, which I'll share a little bit more about. But each week we will be live on Zoom together every Wednesday evening for 5 weeks, and you will be receiving clearings, healings, energy upgrades, all delivered through guided meditations, visualizations, where this is an opportunity. It's almost like a going to the spa where you get to lay and deeply relax as the beings of light run these attunements, healings, clearings on you, where you will be attuned to specific fifth dimensional frequencies, including sacred plant, flower, and crystal essences, to bring all of your bodies into coherence with the fifth dimension of consciousness. And what I was sharing about a little bit ago is that there is a professionally recorded starting your day within the fifth dimension of consciousness guided meditation ritual, PDF and audio, and a nighttime guide you into the most restorative sleep within the unity consciousness of the fifth dimension nighttime meditation, where you put it on and fall asleep. And then the self-edgeo frequencies will continue playing, helping you to really restore with these unity consciousness frequencies as you are sleeping. And that's something that you know, starting the day connecting to the fifth dimensional energies, connecting to that field of pure acceptance, non-judgment, pure expansiveness, it brings so much power and manifestation into your day, and then ending the day that way as well. And of course, you have lifetime access to all of the replays and all of the materials. So this is starting on February 8th. And again, I had shared that we are in this really powerful portal of energy, and that 2023 is the year where we are, you know, potently anchoring our fifth dimensional reality and anchoring our fifth dimensional light bodies into our physical bodies. So session one is led by Mary Magdalene, who really holds that crystalline light frequency. And in the first live session, you will be attuned to the order of the blue rose of the Magdalene lineage. You'll have all of your energy centers cleared. You'll discover your ascension garden in your sacred heart space and begin working with those ascension energies as you download the energetic templates of higher wisdom and soul embodiment. So the first live session is the heart and soul 5D initiations into the order of the blue rose. I can't even express the power of it. The second session is the physical body 5D initiations, led by Goddess Hathor and the group of interdimensional intergalactic Hathors. So this is where we receive the physical body upgrade from the carbon-based DNA to the crystalline DNA, and so many incredible attunements and experiences will happen in this session. We're going to connect with the Hathor Temple in Dendara. We're going to receive attunements to really powerful crystal frequencies, and our glands, higher glands and lower glands of the endocrine system, will be attuned to that crystalline consciousness. And again, you'll have the whole week to integrate, and we will be grounding often into the first dimension, which is the core iron crystal in the heart of Mother Earth. So this will be grounded, but this will be such a powerful opportunity to really, again, anchor your fifth dimensional reality and your fifth dimensional light body into your physical body, becoming a citizen of the fifth dimension of consciousness, which is your birthright. So the third session is the mental body 5D initiations, which is unbelievably powerful. This session changed my life forever. I've, you know, been reading so many testimonials. There are a lot on this page, but I even received an email last night, which I want to quickly share with you, because I received an email from this beautiful woman, Corrigan, and she said, please share this with anybody, because I have to share what's happening. So she's been working on anchoring her fifth dimensional reality with me, and this is what she wrote me. She said, Hillary, now I have to pinch myself every day because my life is better than I could have ever imagined. It's like waking up to a better version of the world, a version where you can trust the people you meet, a version that is full of love, joy, and positive energy. I feel I have ascended to 5D, and my mission is to raise the energetic vibration for everyone. She said, I feel such a deep connection with Gaia, Earth, and connecting with her energy, and that I've been manifesting for years, but now my manifestations come through sometimes in seconds. I'm creating narratives in my mind, then realizing them, like painting a picture that comes to life as soon as I finish it. So I was blown away when I read what Corrigan had to say about experiencing this work, and that this is possible. So in the five, so really permanently clearing the third dimensional constructs is what will happen in session three, which is the mental body 5D initiations. This is where you will receive the series of clearings, the fear matrix removal program, and the clearing of guilt, worry, self-doubt, criticism, judgment, brain fog, pessimism, feeling disconnected. In the third session, also includes the attunement to the selenite crystal frequency, which is the master clearer, and the white sage, and the palladians. So it is, the palladians are our older star brothers and sisters, and they are the keeper of the fifth dimension, and they will be offering you a fifth dimensional unity consciousness mind attunement, which is a oneness blessing to reconnect your brain's neurons and synapses to the frequency of the divine mind and cosmic intelligence. So that's the third session. In the fourth session, we're working with Kuan Yin and Mother Mary, and this is designed to help you feel the fifth dimension. Feel it within your emotional body. So there will be some powerful clearings and cord cuttings around feeling responsible for other people and their emotions. We will really, this is the rebirthing session by the two divine mothers, because Kuan Yin and Mother Mary are the divine mothers. So this will be a healing of any time that you felt you did not receive the love and nourishment that you needed from your mother or the feminine around you. And there will be the celestite crystal attunement from Mother Mary and the pink lotus attunement from Kuan Yin. We'll be working even deeper, planting the seeds within our ascension garden, in our sacred heart space, really creating that fifth dimensional reality in our heart, like Corrigan just said, where you anchor that reality. And then she's now experiencing it almost instantaneously within her third dimensional reality. And the fifth live session, which I'm just so excited for, all of these sessions will be led by the Arcturians. The Arcturians are the most advanced beings of light in our galaxy. And what they will be doing is they will be upgrading the energetic bodies, so the etheric, astral, celestial, causal bodies, and downloading the fifth dimensional framework into all of our energetic bodies. So this is where we download the crystalline fifth dimensional light body energetic template into the fifth energetic bodies, which will affect all of the physical bodies and our entire system. So again, this is five live 2-hour sessions that you'll have lifetime access to, and the morning start your day in 5D ritual meditation, and the nighttime ending the day in the fifth dimension of consciousness, which I can't express the value any more of starting and ending your day. So many who have experienced this write me and say, I can't imagine ending my day any other way, because it's a way to clear all those third dimensional constructs as you start your day and as you end your day. And your name will be placed on a 5D altar crystal grid, where I will be sending Reiki, diamond Reiki, healing light to you every day of the 5-week journey. It really is going to be absolutely spectacular. And there's an option to even add a 30-minute one-on-one session with me if you feel called to work one-on-one to clear out any of these constructs and really help you anchor that fifth dimensional reality. That is what this is. And I cannot, be more excited. And my heart is so open to extend this fifth dimensional upgrade to each and every one of you.
Thank you so much for explaining it in detail. It is an amazing, amazing program with lots of support. It's got so much packed into this beautiful package, which is currently at an early bird price. And make sure you take advantage of it. You have already experienced some of the beautiful things you witnessed. How quickly people are able to shift. Imagine being able to do this, shifting out of this 3D paradigm permanently. I love that. This is the time. And pretty soon, we are going to be forced, you know, to start shifting out of this paradigm and into the fifth. So be ahead of the curve. Be the light so that other can also benefit by you simply being present. And do check out the testimonials that we have about Hillary and her work on this page and the kind of shifts they have experienced, how their lives have improved, how peaceful and joyful life is now after having worked with Hillary. So again, that link is orderjoy23.com/Hillary23. I am at a, I'm in Pakistan, Hillary, as I mentioned, and we've had a power outage all day, and I am really low on battery, so I don't want to miss out. I want you to go ahead and we had promised our audience the group clearing that you were going to do in case I get knocked off the call. And can't hear me when you're done, that means I got dropped off. Just don't worry about it. The call will disconnect automatically after that. All right, I'm going to mute myself, and I'll let you begin.
Thank you so much, Iram. And everyone, please receive a deep breath in and out, and we are about to begin this fifth dimensional energetic template upgrade. But quickly before we do, I wanted to share what Iram said is so important, that we are all going to go through this ascension, and this is an opportunity to be guided through it with so much love and so much reverence and so much deep peace and joy, because you are meant to be the guides, and all of the activations and attunements in this 5D initiations, you will be able to pass to others as well, because that is my goal, to empower you to be the fifth dimensional ascension guide that you are. So we will receive this now. And if you are in a place and have the opportunity to allow your physical body to relax a bit more, if you're not driving and you can close your eyes, I highly recommend it. As you receive a very deep breath in, I want you to tune in to how your body loves to soften and relax, and allow that softening and relaxation to spread all the way through your body, letting out that deep sigh and that deep exhale. And on the next inhale, breathe all the way down to your hips. Then bring your focus to your tailbone, and I'm going to assist you in dropping a grounding column, a hollow tube from your tailbone all the way down to the core iron crystal, the heart of the Mother Earth, which is the first dimension of consciousness, which helps you connect to the fifth dimension of consciousness. So with that grounding column now plugged in, I'm asking your grounding columns to turn on. And through connecting to the core iron crystal, we are connecting to the fifth dimensional crystalline field of Mother Earth. Begin to breathe that up through your grounding cord, that just as you are ascending, Mother Earth is ascending. Your ascension supports her ascension. Her ascension supports your ascension. connecting to that crystalline field, the heart of Mother Earth. We are now calling in the golden crystalline light of the heart of the Creator. And I want you to breathe this crystalline golden cosmic light into your heart. Breathe it into your heart. And this is beginning to clear out, spiraling the golden light all the way around you, clearing out any of these third dimensional constructs. As you breathe long and deep, and I use my selenite sword to cut the cords with your permission of any of these constructs that are keeping you locked into the density of the third dimension. So now connected to the golden crystalline light of the Creator, the fifth dimensional crystalline field of Mother Earth, I call upon the light of your oversoul, your soul family above your head, so you can refill with this specific light of your soul. As some of you have more angelic soul energy, others have more starseed soul energy, others fairy, mermaid, all of the different energies. You don't have to know what the energies are now, but your oversoul is now above your head as you breathe long and deep. And these energies are flowing into every cell of your body. You are refilling with the light of the soul. And simply put, this is fifth dimensional living. It is living from the soul. Breathe even deeper to bring the light of your oversoul into every cell of your body. As your oversoul is now forming a column to infuse your physical body with the light of your soul. Breathing that in and letting it out. Beautiful. You are doing amazing. Yes, yes, yes. So now the last part of this activation of this fifth dimensional upgrade is we call upon the presence of Serapis Bey, the Shohan of the fourth ray who oversees the Ascension Temple in Luxor to activate the sixth initiation connected to your oversoul. The sixth initiation is ascension, so you can embody your fifth dimensional self. Count five long, deep, circular breaths as my higher self and Serapis Bey plant this light into your higher heart, activating the initiation of fifth dimensional ascension. All you have to do is breathe it in. Few more breaths, even more powerfully. Recalling your fifth dimensional crystalline light body into your physical body and beginning to activate the sixth initiation of ascension. Two more deep breaths. You're finding yourself more present, releasing all judgment and opening to pure acceptance as you are experiencing the fifth dimensional consciousness. Thank you, Serapis Bay. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Heart of the Creator. Thank you, Oversoul. Your fifth dimensional upgrade is now complete, and I honor you with so much love and reverence. Thank you so much. I feel the power of your beautiful soul when we are together in this unified field. We are reclaiming our birthright. And thank you again so much for your presence, everyone. Holding you in the highest light and wishing you a beautiful day.